You and many others are correct. Thank you so much for taking the time and energy, which I know that I am not owed from anybody, to leave this comment and help me see that I had a knee-jerk reaction to seeing so many people go vote blue no matter who for Gavin Newsom, that I spoke out of turn in an unhelpful and harmful way. So the last thing that I'm going to say is, again, I think Gavin Newsom putting redistricting on the ballot in California is a wonderfully appropriate countermeasure to Republicans redistricting and flagrantly breaking the rules, because he is putting it in the hands of his constituents, and I know that California voters will make good use of that. He is finally a Democrat who is showing some grit and fight and standing up to Republicans, and he is willing to bring an appropriate weapon to the fight that Republicans started. That energy is so refreshing and it is so needed right now. And to speak of anything else at this time is a distraction from the need to remain laser focused on the midterm elections in 2026 and Congress and what Trump is doing with the National Guard right now. And I fed into that distraction, and that has real consequences for real people. So people have been asking me to please speak on solutions. Number one, first and foremost, every single one of us needs to be on the phone with our representatives today, tomorrow, the day after, and the day after, demanding that they take action to stop Trump from weaponizing the National Guard in cities with Black leadership. The National Guard can only be deployed for law enforcement purposes under very limited circumstances, and none of those currently apply, so we have to demand that our representatives call this out and stop it. But a circumstance under which the National Guard can be deployed for law enforcement purposes is the Insurrection Act, which is why it is very important to keep in mind that the Trump administration has been continuously trying to provoke Black and brown people onto the front lines of protest. So first and foremost, white people, now is your time to shine and to get yourselves on the front lines of protest so that Black and brown people do not have to, because they cannot. I think especially in more liberal and progressive spaces, a lot of people don't understand how segregated communities in the United States remain. In more rural areas where a lot of Trump supporters reside, it is not uncommon for communities to still be 95, 96, 97, 98% white. And that is what allows Trump to make up these stories about bedlam in the big cities out of completely whole cloth and sell those stories to them as reality. And he has been itching to recreate any semblance of the 2020 George Floyd protests so he can show them those images and convince them that invoking the Insurrection Act is necessary. But if the only images that he has to show them are of people who look like them on the front lines of protest, he's not going to be able to do that. And finally, with respect to protecting unhoused people, I will repeat that unhoused people are people who are living in community with us. So it's never too late to start, but I hope many of us already have. Get to know the people in your community who are unhoused, just as you would get to know people in your community. Do you know their names? Do you know the locations where they tend to be? Do you know if they have any medical conditions that you can assist with or keep an eye out for? Do you know whether they have any pets that need care in case something happens to them? Is your house of worship or workplace or home a place that their belongings can be stored if something happens to them? Is it a place where they can keep a clean set of clothing and freshen up if they have a job interview? Is it even a place where they might be able to seek temporary sanctuary if necessary? Do you know who the people in their support network are, or if there even is anybody? In the community where I live, there are unhoused people who are struggling with PTSD, and I know that when they are triggered, I am not somebody who can effectively and safely support them through that, but I am familiar with where I am likely to find somebody whom they will trust who can help them with that and hopefully prevent it from becoming a police interaction. And if you can't answer yes to any of those questions at this time, that's okay. I think one of the things that scares me the most about where the United States is at right now is for months, people have been disappearing by the thousands, and with what Trump is doing with the National Guard, that is about to increase by an unimaginable amount. And the scariest part is so many people are still able to go about their day-to-day lives with a semblance of normalcy, because the people who are disappearing are the people whom society has been treating as invisible. So I think the microcosmic thing that we can do as individuals is to see them so that they cannot be disappeared off the street unaccounted for.